welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris, Netflix and literally chill, McLeod, aka Diagnostic AD. Joining me today to discuss newly emerged details regarding the upcoming animated Transformers Netflix series is Justin, Netflix and Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. In and around Toy Fair a number of months ago, it was revealed that a brand new Transformers animated series was in development for Netflix called War for Cybertron, and now we have more details thanks to an interview with writer Brandon Easton. Talking at TFCon this past weekend, Brandon, famous for his work on the 2011 Thundercats animation and more recently IDW's Mask comics, revealed a number of cool details about the show, including Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Each episode will have a running time of 22 minutes. Brandon Easton himself has written over half of the first season. The series will be directed at older fans of the franchise and will be very dark in tone. The story will feature lasting effects on canon. Animation is taking inspiration from the hit Netflix shows Knights of Cydonia, also from the same animation studio Polygon Pictures. The show will keep characters true to themselves and G1 fans will not be disappointed. And finally, Mr. Easton believes that War for Cybertron will become the next definitive iteration for the franchise. Lots of good stuff in that list, Justin. Some very bold claims. How are you feeling after hearing that?
I'm excited. I mean, yeah, I was pretty excited when they announced it in the first place. But yeah, I think there's some really cool potential here for something good. I mean, I think Brandon Easton's got a good handle on kind of that bridge between, you know, fandom and content and story, and I think he could do some decent work with it. It seems, I mean, season 1, 6 episodes, 22 minutes, it sounds like kind of maybe sort of a Castlevania format. I know the Castlevania animated series does that kind of very short, you know, 20-minute seasons or episodes. But yeah, I mean, they're saying all the right things so far, and I like that he's certainly referencing War for Cybertron, because if he's tying it in, and that's where it gets a little confusing, because I know currently the toys are what, Siege? Is it a War for Cybertron toy line, or is that what it's called? I know it's called Siege, but I didn't know if the War for Cybertron was
War for Cybertron
on there anyway.
Yeah, it's attached. Yep.
Okay, so that's kind of what they're talking about. But I mean, those action figure models are gorgeous. You know, I kind of phased out my Transformers collection, and every time I see pictures of, you know, the new Megatron and Shockwave and Soundwave and Starscream all standing next to each other, I'm like, ah, man. So there's certainly some cool looking models coming out of that. So if they can reference those models in the animation, that would be amazing.
Oh, I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, Netflix just released that Love, Death, and Robots kind of animated anthology killer animation in it. So, I mean, if they've do anything like that, it could, you know, it could be pretty amazing stuff.
I love the episode of that with the three robots that are just kind of like walking around a dystopian future city.
And the cats.
I thought it was brilliant. But there's some some amazing episodes on that that series. I was blown away at times.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow my Facebook timeline or not, but
I do.
A couple of the folks that wrote episodes for that are, you know, contributors to the same book anthology that I am by Cohesion Press. So
incredible,
it's kind of cool seeing some folks that I know end up with animated episodes in that whole series. It's pretty badass.
Well, that'll be happening pretty soon. It'll be Blue Harvest. We'll be on. It's not Blue Harvest, is it? I always say Blue Harvest, which is the fake running name for Star Wars when they were filming it.
It's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. We'll take Operation Blue Harvest. anyway. Okay. Well, lots of talk regarding G1 fans and having a darker tone. What are your thoughts on that as well?
Oh, I'm all for it. I mean, I don't necessarily love dark for dark's sake, but you know, Bumblebee was released on digital today, and you know, I watched that first, you know, kind of 10-minute Cybertron sequence probably 4 times this morning, and if that's kind of the style and the feel and they're going for, then I am all in. You know, I mean, I don't want gore just for the sake of gore and dark just for the sake of dark, but if they can use those elements to tell a story. And I mean, Transformers, you know, Cybertron is a planet that is literally the entire planet is at war. So it makes sense for it to be dark to a degree.
Well, I can't remember the game. It might have been like Fall of Cybertron or War. It might have been War for Cybertron back then. They never changed the titles, do they?
No, there was. Yeah, it was. I don't know if they actually did a trilogy of games. There was
like two, I think, wasn't there? least.
All of Cybertron, and I think War of Cybertron was one of them. Or I've got them sitting in my video game shelf about 10 feet away. But yeah, it was. I think War for Cybertron.
Those. I loved the aesthetic on that. Were fantastic, weren't they?
Yep. And it seems that's kind of similar to the style they're going with. I mean, the vehicle modes are obviously Cybertronian. The models are very kind of, you know, dry brush. They've got wear and tear. They look like they've been beaten around a little bit, which the models in that, you know, video game certainly did as well. So I think they definitely seem to take some elements from that. And I'm loving it. I think they're doing a great job with the new toy line, and I can't wait to kind of see what they're doing with this Netflix series.
Well, as soon as we get any more details, we'll be doing a burst about it, no doubt. And obviously, in the meantime, if we get any kind of images and stuff like that, we'll be posting them all over the Facebook. Because, I mean, I can't wait to see.
I know. I'm just waiting for a trailer or something or anything. I mean, this is...
More likely, it'll be a leak. It'll be a leak of the animation art from a picture from, you know, I don't know, some dodgy website. That's what'll happen. Yeah. And then we'll all just go nuts when we see, like...
Oh, I know.
I can't wait. If it's anything like the Siege box art, I'm happy.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin, thanks for jumping on to chat again.
Definitely.
About the Netflix show. Really appreciate it. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell, who I'm constantly badgering to get on these episodes all the fucking time. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.